Good morning. Sometimes an encounter with God in Jesus is sudden, dramatic, life-changing. In an instant, things are so different that they will never look or feel the same again. That happened for this woman that day in the temple. In one instant, when she looked up and realized that he was staring into her eyes, not leering at her body, as everybody else had been doing, but looking her in the eye. And she knew in an instant that she was face to face with the compassion of God in the person of Jesus. And while we know nothing more about her in the scripture, you can easily imagine that her life was totally, radically changed from that point forward. These great life-changing moments are possible and real. They do happen, but they don't happen often, and they don't happen to everybody. So if you're waiting for that kind of moment to happen to you, and then everything will be different, might not be a good strategy. You might wait all your life and never have such an experience and never know the difference. What happens for most of us is rather different. But it's what happens even for people who've had an experience like that after it. And that's a one step at a time process of growing a relationship with God. It has its ups and downs. It gets better and it gets worse. But like any relationship, you work at it. And how do you work at it? In prayer. And the thing that's important about prayer is not the style of prayer, although I'll say a little something about that, or the time for prayer, although I'll talk about that too, but the constancy of prayer. That's the key variable. The constancy of prayer. When I was a kid, we had a good-sized plot of ground behind the house, 40 by 80, full building lot, that we used for a garden. My father used to get a team of horse, an old farmer with a team of horse, to come plow it up every spring. It was too big to plow for us to plow by hand. Well, at the edge of that plot, and about midway down the long side, was this big old oak tree. I mean, it must have been about 100 foot tall and about 4 foot in diameter. No, he went up there, nailed a board to the trunk, and put a pipe down the board. And the top of it ran a pipe out 20 feet. Went still farther up on the tree. He had to get an extension ladder for this. Drove some deep nails in. Ran support chains down to it. And on the end of it, mounted a lawn sprinkler. Now, a lawn sprinkler starting from 20 feet up in the air has a much bigger radius. It could cover about a third of the land, that plot, in one setting. And after we got the garden going, every night when he'd come home from work after dinner, he'd go out and run the garden hose out and tie it into that thing. Run it about, 45 minutes or an hour in one place, then the center, then the other end. Finishing up just about the time when we were going to get called in from playing outside as dusk was falling. But it all got watered every day. Except for those days, of course, when it actually rained, which were few and far between. But because he watered it every day, a little unconventionally, but watered it every day, we always had a garden. It worked. It grew stuff. Tom's talking about tomatoes. I remember one summer, we were bringing tomatoes in by the wheelbarrow load on a daily basis. My little brother and I established a roadblock. We wouldn't let you drive up and down the street in front of our house unless you took a bag of tomatoes. It was the only way we could get rid of them. It produced because of the constant watering. It's that same kind of constancy in prayer that makes the relationship grow. It's not that you need a whole lot. In fact, a whole lot at once may do more harm than good. A whole lot of rain at once, you know, soil can only soak up so much. After that, it's all runoff, and it probably carries some of the soil with it when it runs off. So you're worse off in the end than you were in the beginning. And a wonderful three-hour experience in prayer may be good. Or it may allow me to say yet to the next day, well, you know, I got a running start. I can take the day off. You know? And then the next, and then the next. And then pretty soon, you know, I'm not praying anymore for a while. And in the long run, it does more harm than good. It's the water it every day that works. It's true for the garden of our soul as much as it's true for the garden out behind the house. Now, how you do that, when you do that, think about it. Figure it out for yourself. Everybody can be different. Some people are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, you know. They bounce out of bed all full of vim and vigor. Well, maybe first thing in the morning is a great time for prayer. Set the alarm 10 minutes earlier. Pour yourself a cup of coffee. Sit on the back porch. Listen to the birds. And pray for 10 minutes before you start the rat race. Could be great. Not for me. I don't have two firing neurons at that hour of the night. You know, takes me a couple of cups of coffee before I'm conscious. I wouldn't inflict myself on my worst enemy at that hour. Why should I do it to my God? But on the other hand, when bright-eyed and bushy-tailed is now dragging slowly into bed, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm wide awake myself. End of the day is much better for me. I take 5, 10, 15 minutes. Take it religiously. Take it carefully. There are times when, you know, I'll get involved in my reading or been busy with work or whatnot, and I'm inclined to say, oh, well, you know, it's 1:45. No, you won't either. If you can sit up reading until 1:45, you can sit up praying until 2 o'clock. Now do it, damn it. Do it. It's the discipline. It's the daily watering that's necessary. How do you pray? Suit yourself. There's so many different traditions within the Catholic tradition that there's got to be something out there that suits who you are, where you are right now. There's just reciting prayers. You can spend 8-10 minutes reciting the Our Father. Slowly. Once. Lingering over the words. Or you can say a bunch of them. The Rosary. Our Fathers and Hail Marys and Glory Bees all put together. A nice systematized packet. Although if all you're doing is rattling them off, I'm not sure you're accomplishing very much. But if you use them as background music, where my grandmother did, they can be great prayer. She prayed the Rosary 3 or 4 times a day. And for her, the Our Fathers and Hail Marys were something to keep her lips and her fingers busy while her mind went off and talked to God. Wonderful prayer. It doesn't work too well for me. I'm not as focused, as concentrated as she was. I need more stimulus. So for me, the Bible is better prayer. Pray the office every day. Use the long readings. And in the middle of one of those long readings, stop and just start to chew on it. The old Lectio Divina process. Read it. Think about it. Talk to God about it. Sit there and look at God. It works for me. I'm not a great intellectual nor a great mystic, so, you know, I don't spend 2 hours doing that. But if I spend 15 minutes doing that, it's been good. And if I spend 8 minutes doing that, I've still gotten something out of it. Singing. Singing is wonderful prayer. All of us sound good in the shower. Most of us sound good in our own living room with nobody to judge but my own ear. You know a lot of hymns. You may not remember all the words to all the verses. Skip the words you don't remember. Just sit and sing something appropriate. And listen to yourself and pay some attention to the words. All kinds of prayer. After communion, we're going to have a few people talk about particular ways that they, as individuals, find useful. You don't have to take any of the ones I gave you, or any of the ones they'll give you. But consider them all as options. Find a prayer style that works for you. That's not important. What's important is not the when, or the where, or the how, but the that of prayer. The constancy of prayer. Taking 5, 8, 10 minutes every day to water the garden. If you don't water a garden, it wilts. It doesn't blow up and go away. There's no sudden change. But it just doesn't have the same vigor tomorrow that it had yesterday. And after a few days, you can see it more and more. And finally, it starts to turn a little brown around the edges. It'll probably still produce some vegetables for you, but not as many as it could have. But if you get out there every day and water it, it grows. So, there's no reason why you can't hope for one of those great life-changing experiences. And maybe it'll happen for you. And if it does, rejoice in it. It's a gift from God. But that's not your responsibility. That's a gift from God that will happen if and when it happens. What your responsibility is to go out every day and water the garden. Find 5, 8, 10 minutes to put into cultivating your relationship with God. And I make you a promise. If you water the garden, God will provide the growth. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.